And so taking whatever posture is right for you, sitting, lying down, standing, as we go into body scan. And taking a bit of time to really connect with the body in your posture, feeling into touch points that the body makes with the earth. Really grounding. Connecting with breathing. Feeling the breath in the whole body. Letting it be soft and easy. Remembering your wise and kindly intentions for today. Intentions that have been informed by our themes of beauty and awe. Some of the readings so far, you're sharing. And listening now to this poem in translation from the Polish, Wisława Szymborska. And it's called, Among the Multitudes, Among the Multitudes. I am who I am, a coincidence no less unthinkable than any other. I could have different ancestors, after all. I could have fluttered from another nest or crawled bescaled from another tree. Nature's wardrobe holds a fair supply of costumes. Spider, seagull, field mouse. Each fits perfectly right off and is dutifully worn into shreds. I didn't get a choice either, but I can't complain. I could have been someone much less separate. Someone from an anthill, shoal, or buzzing swarm. An inch of landscape ruffled by the wind. Someone much less fortunate, bred for my fur, or Christmas dinner. Something swimming under a square of glass. A tree rooted to the ground as the fire draws near. A grass blade trampled by a stampede of incomprehensible events. A shady type whose darkness dazzled some. What if I prompted only fear, loathing, or pity? If I'd been born in the wrong tribe with all roads closed before me? Fate has been kind to me thus far. I might never have been given the memory of happy moments. My yen for comparison might have been taken away. I might have been myself minus amazement. That is, someone completely different. Ah, amazement, amazement. Can we keep fresh in the mind, heart, body today, as we go into the body scan, that amazement for what the Tibetans call the preciousness of this human birth, this human life. And so we feel body in its posture, being breathed, supported by earth and air. And now we gently let the breathing drop away as we begin to bring our attention to the head. And so feeling the scalp and the skull, the hair, perhaps. Feeling that sense of our faces, our human faces. And while we have eyes and ears and nose and mouth, like other mammals, they are unique and unique to each human, never to be repeated. That's wild. That's crazy. That's wondrous. From the forehead and scalp, feeling into the face and all those muscles of expression, so variable, allowing so much emotion and connection with one another. Hearing is happening, and appreciating that hearing as we sense the ears. Feeling into the eyes and the amazement around vision. Even opening the eyes briefly if you have them closed. Taking in color and shape. The wowness of the nose. Breathing. Taking in the scent of roses, peonies, the scent of our food, making it taste better or interesting. Feeling the mouth. And a sense of taste. And really noticing all the incredible things that mouths do. The talking, the laughing, the smiling, the kissing, the chewing, the eating, the swallowing. Breathing into face and head. This precious human life, never to be repeated. As unique and stunning as a rose in June that wins a prize. Breathing in and out of face and head. Letting it go on the exhale as we now come to the neck. No, we're not looking at our necks. And yet there they are, supporting our heads, our brains. Feeling the sensations in the neck, front and back. Opening to the marvel of the necks, our necks, carrying the spinal cord and spinal muscles at the back. The great blood vessels more towards the front. The esophagus taking the food down to our stomachs. The trachea bringing the air to our lungs. This is truly a very busy and miraculous body region. Letting the awareness drop downwards into the shoulders. Shoulder muscles, shoulder joints. And let your awareness travel down the arms to the fingertips. Amazing how much we can feel when we just pause and pay attention. From the surface of the skin to the bones, the muscles in between. Appreciating the bend at the elbows, without which our arms would be rather Barbie doll stick-like. And can you feel or sense as a vitality, a little pulsation at the wrists? Moving into the hands. We feel into the palms of the hands, so rich with sensation. Backs of the hands. You can feel not just the skin, but also the bones. And how that skin and flesh and bone extends into the fingers and thumbs. Hugely rich with sensation. The amazing opposable thumb. The great apes don't have them. They have thumbs, but not opposable. And the pincers between index finger and thumb. And so we can utilize all manner of tools from cutlery to hammers to vehicles. To zippers, dressing ourselves and others, caring for ourselves and others, creating things. Shaking a hand. Feeling breath moving all the way through the upper extremities to the fingertips. And enjoying all the rich sensations, amazing sensations in the upper extremities. And then on the exhale, let's release the upper extremities and bring our attention to the chest. We can feel the movements of the chest wall with breathing. Appreciating the protection of the skin and muscles and the ribs and the sternum. Enclosing our tender lungs and busy hearts. And then letting the attention drop into the belly. Again, feeling rise and fall with breathing. Opening to the different sensations. Maybe there's digestion happening that you can sense. Meanwhile, within the abdomen, we've got the stomach and the intestines and colon doing their work in concert with the pancreas and the liver. And the often hardly mentioned spleen for our immune system. So complicated. And sublimely operational on their own. Now let's take our attention back up to the shoulders at the back. Feeling in there. And feeling those shoulder muscles and the shoulder blades in harmony with the ribs, moving up and out with each in-breath and back down and inwards again, all on its own. These are our little bird wings. Letting the attention move down the back, appreciating the strong bones of the spine and ribs, the muscles, enclosing the torso with the skin. As we get towards the bottommost parts of the ribs, we can be aware of our miraculous kidneys just in front of those ribs. purifying the blood. And we take our attention down into the low back region and the tailbone region, lumbar, sacrum, all the way down, feeling muscles, skin, and bones all working together. And feeling into the whole pelvic region from front to back, back to front. Sense of the bones, the pelvic girdle, and the soft tissue of the genitals, the buttocks. Again, knowing the colon is there, the bladder. And let's feel the breathing now through the whole torso, feeling it all together. This precious human body, unique. We might have had different ancestors. We might have been born less fortunate. And on the exhale, let's now release the torso and open to sensations at the hip joints and into the thighs. Appreciating these powerful joints and muscles. So we walk erect, we humans. Truly erect. We are the truly two-legged ones. Which frees our hands and arms and all the senses of our faces to take in the world. And letting the attention come down into the knees. These wonderfully complicated joints, allowing us to sit and walk and run and dance. To kneel down in the grass and touch the earth. And we let our attention shift into the lower legs. And again, powerful bones and muscles. Tibia for the shins and the fibula forming the knees at the top, the ankles at the bottom. And then we let our attention move into our amazing feet. Feet that walk upright on the earth, feeling into the skin and the bones at the top of the feet. Multiple bones in the ankles and feet that all work together. We notice our toes that give us purchase on the earth as we move about, even the baby toes. And the soles of the feet, strong bones, nicely padded. Then let's find the breath again to breathe down through the legs to the toes. Really appreciating the lower extremities. Humanly unique. And then there's your own particular uniqueness to be treasured. These everyday miracles. And then let's let our sense of breathing into extend so that we ultimately breathe in and out through the whole body. So we've got the legs, we add in the torso, the arms and hands. The head and neck, whole body breathing, and we're awake and aware. And so part of this unique human body is the awareness of a unique human body. Noticing within your very special body, if there's any place within it that needs a little extra attention. Some place of difficulty, perhaps, that you might open to and see what riches are there without trying to fix or change. Is it tension in the shoulders or low back? Trouble in the tummy? A particular joint? Opening, breathing in and out of, letting go of perceptions such as pain and just opening to particular sensations with a sense of your wise and compassionate intentions and the wonder of it all. Noticing too, if within this body there's some place of pleasantness or ease that you might celebrate. Maybe your hands feel soft and vibrant. Maybe your feet are comfortable. Maybe you're hearing just fine. Your heart is beating steady and true. Letting that sense of breath and body as a whole open us to all of the body and whatever postures we're practicing. How amazing. How wondrous. Enjoying this precious, precious human life through body.